Moving on, more volunteers joining the Iraqi army. Thousands of volunteers have signed up at recruitment centers across Iraq over the past few days as armed forces try and push back insurgents.
We have received large numbers of volunteers and supplied them with military fatigues and transfer them to the battlefronts so that they can join our troops to fight this enemy.
Political figures, clerics and tribal leaders are among those joining the fight against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. In Baghdad, people gathered at the Federal Police Command headquarters chanting religious and patriotic slogans. They say their mobilization is in response to calls by the country's top religious figures. Arshad al-Salehi, the head of the Iraqi Turkmen Front, has also called on fellow Iraqi Turkmen to take up arms against the militants.
In response to the call of the Marja'iyya, I come to volunteer within the ranks of the Iraqi armed forces and to fight side by side with them to defend our homeland. God willing, we will achieve victory.
Mr. Colin Campbell, author and lecturer, is with us now live from West Virginia. Welcome to the Top Five, Mr. Campbell. First of all, you know, what we're hearing in regards to the politics of all this, Nouri al-Maliki saying that this is terrorism funded and assisted by Saudi Arabia. He's named among other regional powers. And a lot of the mainstream media are calling this a sectarian war, but Mr. Maliki and others in Iraq insisting that this should not be promoted, that this should be seen as Iraq's battle with terrorism. How are you seeing it?
President al-Maliki is quite correct to put the blame on Saudi Arabia. And you could add to that Israel, as well as certain pro-monarchical reactionary forces in the U.S. Congress, particularly Senator Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and some others who were very upset when President Obama did not go to war against Syria last September. So this is another attempt to bring U.S. military back into the region. And what they did last fall is try to push the sectarian divide and fund al-Qaeda militants in Syria. And this is the consequence of getting a very hardcore group of extremists and secretly funding them to dislodge the government of Maliki in Iraq. In fact, just this past Sunday, on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Lindsey Graham called for the overthrow of the Maliki government. And the reporter says, well, aren't they a democracy? And he just brushed it aside.
Right. So do you see this, however, as a growing threat, not just for Iraq, but for the region as a whole? I mean, these terrorist groups are gaining ground in Iraq. Finding links into Syria, and there is, of course, a lot of concern how far spread this issue of terrorism is going to get. What do you think?
Well, of course, there is possibilities of these groups proliferating, but we must keep cool heads and look at where the funding is coming from and who is supporting them. And in particular, Saudi Arabia is behind it 100%. And this, again, reflects the necessity to eliminate these dictatorial monarchical regimes in the Persian Gulf, particularly Saudi Arabia, which is the key actor in trying to stem back the calls for democracy and freedom in the Middle East. And the U.S., certain forces in the U.S., like Senator John McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham, who have benefited from this corrupt regime, are supporting these efforts.
Right. So do you think right now the Obama administration, in your view, should be persuading these supporters to stop this financing and to stop this arming for this crisis to be settled? And that's the only way that the crisis can end.
Well, within the U.S., our Congress is so polarized right now, I do not think that President Obama will be able to persuade them to act differently or think differently. I think the alternative is what was presented by President Rouhani of Iran, and that is cooperation with the United States to eliminate these extremist threats to the region. And I think this is the path forward.
Mr. Colin Cavill, author and lecturer with us there live from West Virginia. Thank you very much.